Oroville Dam situation is back. Engineers and construction crews worked furiously to fortify the Oroville Dam's damaged spillways and crippled power plant on Sunday, as forecasters warned that yet more heavy rain and possible flooding throughout Northern California were on the way. By Sunday afternoon, the California Department of Water Resources had released enough water from the Oroville Reservoir to lower its elevation to 852 feet, creating enough room to absorb runoff from incoming storms, including one due to arrive Sunday night, that could dump as much as 5 inches of rain on the site by Tuesday. But that's not all, folks. Yet another California dam is grappling with flood danger. With yet another major rainstorm pelting California, water agencies around the state are preparing for flooding as the state's infrastructure strains under the onslaught of water. Officials are still working to lower the water level behind the Oroville Dam, where last Sunday rising waters threatened to cause a catastrophic failure of the auxiliary spillway. But another reservoir is expected to use its auxiliary spillway for the first time in 20 years, potentially causing flooding downstream. Pedro Reservoir, which supplies water to nearly 6,000 farms in the San Joaquin Valley, has filled quickly in the last month, rising above levels recommended by flood control engineers. Operators are releasing as much water as possible to make room for anticipated storm runoff. The lake level is hovering around 826 feet in elevation, close to the 830-foot maximum. But with almost 5 inches of rain expected on Monday and Tuesday, officials say if the forecast pans out, they might need to open their controlled spillway. The last time the spillway was used was in 1997. Parts of Modesto were flooded. The storm came on fast, says Herb Smart, spokesman for the Turlock Irrigation District, which co-manages Don Pedro. This time, we are looking at flows, and the forecast, if the forecast holds, that are nowhere near the flows in 1997. Still, Smart says they're working with the Stanislaus County Office of Emergency Services to identify which areas are now at risk. It's tough to tell at this point, but we would expect some localized flooding at certain points on the Tuolumne River that are more low-lying areas, says Smart. Water flow to the spillway is controlled by 3 45-foot gates that lead into a rock channel that was carved out when the spillway was last used in 1997. From there, it rejoins the Tuolumne River. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Please make sure you go to ChristianTruther.com to get the latest news. God bless and carry on.